Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo!
All right, we'll leave it at that. That's good. Oh!
We'll work with that. Hey, start there, right?
Hey, folks, it is time for your history lesson. Let's get it.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, we're going to go back May 12th, 1847, okay?
Okay. All right.
William,
a lot of things happening. A
lot of things. Busy time of year, you know, the 1840s. Oh, yeah. William Clayton invented the odometer. Now, here's my question, though, Hunter. Okay. The first car technically wasn't invented until, like, 1886. What were you putting the odometer on?
On a horse?
Yeah, Seabiscuit's got a lot of miles on him.
A lot of miles. He's got about 50,000 on him, man. I don't know.
How often
did you change the hooves?
Did she go to the horse dealership and kick some hooves and see, like, what kind of shit? Well, you know, I like this one,
what?
But boy, that horse has got a lot of miles. Yeah, but they're all trail. They're all trail miles.
They're
it's fine.
All trail. You know, I don't know. What were trains? Were trains around?
I'm pretty sure they had trains at that point, you know. But still, though, why would you need an odometer on a train? It's going, you know.
It's going that way. It's going to end up there at some point.
Right?
You know, do you really need it? That's an interesting thing, really.
Right?
Hey, you know what? The dude banked off of it, right? Or did he die before the car came out?
Did he get to see the benefits of what the odometer? He's like, look, I know we don't have any use for this right now, but in the future, this is going to be a big deal. This is what people are going to talk about, man. Right.
Be like, Brock, it'd be like you and I inventing something for the spaceship that comes out in like 200 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sucks. We don't get to see any of that money.
I'm so intrigued. What?
The odometer.
What was the first odometer?
What was it? And how did it work?
Used for? I just want to be like, nothing. Oh, well, actually, wait, odometers were developed for ships in 1698.
Huh? See? You learn something every day, Brock. See, I didn't think about that. Ships, of course.
Even Ben Franklin had a prototype odometer in 1775 attached to his carriage to help measure the mileage of boats in the route. It was on the carriage. Okay, so then what's this guy, though? Then why? Wait, he invented the odometer. He didn't invent it. It's been around for...
It's a kind of a weird fact here.
You know, this William Clayton sounds like a real jerk. All right,
There's some fishy
things right there. Anyway, I honestly didn't think we'd have this long of a conversation about odometers, this is the world we live in, and this is the show that you're getting. Okay.
Hey, you got that sound effect ready?
Which one?
You'll see, Biscuit. She had 150,000 miles on it. We had to put her down, man. We had to put her down. It was a sad, sad, sad day.
Boom, got it. Nailed it. All right, well, there you go. That is your history lesson for today. And what happened on this day, May 12th? We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Joel James.